I spoke to Fred Hooper this morning, who's the spokesperson for the Republic.
Okay, we're the Murawari Nation, and we're basically on the Culgoa River, between the Culgoa River and the Warrego River, and we straddle northwest New South Wales and southwest Queensland. The Murawari Nation as an area, probably around 81,000 square kilometres, and we're an old and ancient nation that's been around for a very long time. We believe that, when Captain Cook planted the flag on Possession Island, he claimed it on behalf of the King of Great Britain at the time, and he claimed the country under the principle of terra nullius. And we certainly believe that with the Mabo decision in 1992, the High Court ruled that 1 million people had, possession, use and occupation of the Murray Islands, and they had exclusive rights to do that against the whole world, which we feel gave the 1 million people ultimate title over their island. And we feel that hasn't been transformed now onto the continent of Australia. The Native Title Act and Native Title, we feel, is a Clayton's form of recognition of Aboriginal people, and it's a system that they give you inferior rights to everybody else to land. And following that Mabo decision, we looked at sovereignty, we looked at dominion and so on, and there's several cases or reports and so on that says that sovereignty, the ultimate title, hasn't been taken away from Aboriginal people of this continent. And Mabo actually clarified that when it nullified the principle of terra nullius, and so the Murawari people decided that, if that's the case, why can't we declare our own independence and statehood, or continuing independence and statehood? So therefore we went about, number one, looking at the declaration and what the declaration meant to us. We looked at what would happen if we declared our nation as a republic. We looked at the establishment of a draft constitution that we could ratify, our people could ratify within 12 months of the declaration. So we've spent a lot of time thinking about, where we go to from here. And I think the question that needs to be asked in Australia is, who owns the land? Who really owns Australia? Is it the Australian people? Is it the Aboriginal people of Australia? Or is it the Queen of England? And, a lot of our sources say that really the Queen of England is the ultimate title holder of Australia. And it's administered through the Crown and the Australian states and territories.
Have you had any response from the government since your Declaration of Independence?
Well, the only response that was given to a media outlet that asked them, that was running the story, they did give a response from the Attorney General's Department, and I'll just mention a couple of those responses. And it says that, Australia supports the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, and in spirit of resetting the relationship between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians and building trust. And on the very next line, they say, the Declaration identifies important international principles to which nations should aspire and provide for the rights of self-determination. That's what the Murawari people are trying to do. We've been governed by non-Murawari people for so long, and a lot of our people are disadvantaged. A lot of our people are dying at young ages. I buried one of my cousins at the age of 53. I buried my sister at the age of 53, 2 weeks ago. So what is the government doing for us? And in terms of self-determination, we need to look at how we can control our own country. And just another one, it really, really, really says, this is how much the Australian government really, really sort of, with Aboriginal people, they think we're silly, and it says, as a matter of international law, the Commonwealth of Australia has sovereignty over the continent of Australia, and all Australian residents are subject to the laws of Australia. I'd like to know under which international law did the Queen for the Crown, acquire, you know, the ultimate title off the Maori nation? That's what I'd like to know, and we certainly wrote to Her Royal Highness, Queen Elizabeth II, asking that question and asking her to provide documents, you know, such as a treaty, such as a deed of cession, or any documents that we've signed that really, you know, where we've ceded our sovereignty, dominion and ultimate title over our ancient lands. And we're hoping for a response. We've given Her Majesty 28 days from the receipt of our correspondence to respond. We've also written to the Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, advising him of, you know, our declaration and our correspondence to the Queen. And so, yeah, the ball's in their court now. If they can come back and show us the documents where they've acquired ultimate title to, you know, Murawari country and the ancient Murawari land, and then we'll accept that. But if they can't do that, then they have no legal right to, you know, to maintain that ultimate title that they say that they have.
Autonomous Action Radio for Triple Z's Aniki Show.